biotech stocks are one of the market's hottest sectors, capable of rising dramatically on good news and cratering on bad.
Bad news, Captain. We've only got one bullet.
What's the good news?
We've got one bullet.
Kyle Dennis and his colleagues at Biotech Breakouts are always on the lookout for catalysts that could make a stock move.
Don't blink. They are fast, faster than you could believe.
And now they join us to discuss one issue that's got the right look.
This is a perfect example of why you're in management and I'm not.
It's now on Moneyline.
That's right. It's the Biotech Breakout of the Week, and I'm very pleased to be joined right now by Kyle Dennis. He is the co-founder and director of Biotech Breakouts, biotechbreakouts.com. He is part of the Raging Bull community. That's ragingbull.com. Kyle is on Twitter. He's at Kyle W. Dennis, and Raging Bull is on Twitter at Raging Bull, and I'm very pleased to have Kyle back on the show. Kyle, welcome back.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
Your biotech breakout of the week is...
Sempra Therapeutics.
Sempra Therapeutics. It's ticker symbol CEMP. What makes this the stock that you're looking at right now? What is the breakout event that has you looking at Sempra?
This is another antibiotic company, and we've talked about those before. And this particular company has a phase 2-3 data readout coming by the end of this year for a drug that they have called Taxa, which has been used in Europe and Japan for a very long time and has been proved to be a very safe drug. And it has a lot of clinical trials already done over there. So they have some data coming out at the end of 2017 for that Taxa drug that I think is going to read out positive and should have a nice catalyst run to it as well.
Is this something that you already are in, or is this something that you're looking to get in? What's the play here?
Given that the data here is near the end of the year, I'm going to start researching it and looking a lot more into it over the next 3 to 4 weeks. That's what I usually like to do, plan everything out perfectly. What's actually interesting about this company is that they had a failed antibiotic trial earlier this year that caused the shares to really crater down. It's at about $3 a share right now, and they just announced that they're going to be combining with a company, which is a private one called Valenta. So it's a little bit of a reverse merger, which a lot of times isn't good in the biotech industry, but this merger is going to create a new antibiotic company that's supposed to close in the fourth quarter that's going to really expand their pipeline. It's kind of a double catalyst in a way to me, where I like this Valenta company. Semper has a ton of cash on their balance sheet, $185 million, more than their current market cap. And they have a catalyst upcoming that I think is going to read out positive. So they're going to have a large pipeline of antibiotic drugs and a lot of things working for them for a company that's still at about $3 a share and less than $200 million market cap.
It's interesting. You talk about the deal here. If you were a technical trader, a pure technician, I would be asking you questions like, wait, with a deal like that, how much can you trust the charts? In this case, you are a catalyst and an event-based trader, so we know that there's an event there, but how much does it shape your expectations? I mean, Sempra's trading right now at a little bit more than $3 a share. Its 52-week high is about $27 a share, and not that you're expecting it to jump back to that on the basis of the data, but when you wind up with merged company that's new, you're able to shrug off the newness and the things that would get a technical analyst nervous because you're the catalyst trader and the catalyst still exists?
Exactly, yeah. And what happens a lot with biotech companies is when they have bad data and some news come out that's really unfavorable and they don't have a catalyst event for a while, the shares are kind of left for dead. No one cares about them. And it's not until a new catalyst comes to fruition and some other news might come up where people might start looking into it again. So it's a kind of a strange case here with Sempra because I tend to think it's not going to really move until the merger actually closes and it becomes a new company. And then when they have their catalyst date upcoming at the end of the year, along with all the other things Valenta has going on, people are going to realize that value. And then at that point, it's going to take off. So I don't think that there's a rush to get in it right this very second. And I think there's plenty of time to look into this and kind of develop your own thesis to see if you might agree with me, because I think this one will stay around this range for a while, at least until this Melinta Sempra merger finalizes.
Although this is not a true reverse merger kind of a deal, reverse mergers not always well received by the market. In fact, they have a tendency to say, hey, here's a reverse merger. The share price is now much higher, and that share price tends to fall. For you, is that sort of what you're going to be looking for? Is if it gets a little bit of that traditional reverse merger impact, you'll go, I expect the shares to fall. I'll be looking for the shares to be cheap after that deal. That will be your buying point because it's close enough to the catalyst date?
Yes, exactly. So I'm actually hoping that the deal closes at the beginning of the fourth quarter so that we have my typical time frame of about 4 to 6 weeks until the end of the year to get in this one for a catalyst play. Actually, when they announced the possibility of this merger, the stock went, just like you said, it gapped up actually above $4 and it sold all the way back down and it's kind of based right around three where it is now and it's been trading there for almost a month. So I think that that's a strong level of support on a technical basis. And then we'll get that closer of the merger sometime coming up soon and we'll have a bunch of catalysts, a ton of cash on the balance sheet. And it's trading under, like I said, the cash per share value. So you have a pipeline of drugs, you have catalyst events upcoming, and you have this merger closing. So at that point, at that inflection point, I think we'll start to get this thing turning back to the upside, closer to where it used to be late last year, earlier this year, when it was closer to $6, $7 a share. It seems like that value is kind of locked in there right now, and that merger is holding it out until those catalyst events can be freed.
Basically, what we're looking for is a play where you can double in short order based on its current value going into the catalyst event.
Exactly. And actually, the catalyst event, this toxic data, is one that I really actually like that I usually don't hold through data because this has been proven in other countries so many times that I would actually be fairly comfortable holding this one right up to the data. And if it came out while I had shares, I think that the risk reward is tremendous here, so I wouldn't be too worried about it actually personally.
It's Sempra Incorporated, CEMP, the biotech breakout of the week, or really the biotech breakout looking into the fourth quarter from Kyle Dennis. Kyle, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks again, Seth.
Kyle Dennis is the co-director or the co-founder and the director of biotechbreakouts.com. Check out the website or learn more about the RagingBull.com community. You can follow Kyle on Twitter. He's at Kyle W. Dennis. On Twitter, it's at Raging Bull for the Raging Bull community. All right, up next, Catherine Collinson from the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies as Money Life rolls on. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.